right. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me get this signed. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations on, deliberations and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetition. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and individuals supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2049, Blue Claw, LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a boot storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5052 acres, more or less. The property is located southeast of Downs Landing Road, being Road 313A, 235 feet southwest of River Road, being Road 312, with a 911 address of 30842 Downs Landing Road, Millsboro, with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 34, Parcel 298.01 and 292. For the benefit of the record, this application was filed on March 14th of 2016. A survey and site plan was provided. The survey depicted the existing improvements on the property, but did not show any specific detail in the proposed layout of the parking area proposed for the boat storage. We did receive a couple agency comments, first one being from DelDOT, the Department of Transportation. Their comments were received on July 30th of last year, 2015, in the form of a support facilities report and referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the current level of service A of Downs Landing Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Their comments were received yesterday, May 25th. in the form of a memorandum and referencing that the project is not located in a county-operated or maintained sanitary sewer and/or water district, that there is no sewer service to this parcel at this time, that the county does not have a schedule to extend sewer service at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study and amendments will be required, that the parcels being considered are located within a planning area for future sewer service, that when the county does provide sewer service, connection to the system is mandatory, and that a concept plan is not required at this time since that sewer service is not available. I will advise the commission that the department has received 17 letters or emails in support of the application, 16 letters or emails in opposition to the application, and once this process of the public hearing is completed, the commission, those letters and emails are available to the commission for their review individually. And that's all I have to take.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir. Step right up, give us your name. You may have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, before I proceed, I realize that I might have a conflict of interest on this one, so I'm going to.
Well, all right, then.
But if you have any questions, we can certainly forward them to
others. Sure, we can find a competent attorney in the room somewhere. Probably one or two sitting in the back not doing anything.
Good evening.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I just, who do I pass any papers up to?
Well, since our attorney's taken off.
You know what? No, excuse me. I'm on the wrong item on the agenda. It's the next one, not this one. Never mind.
And after I just gave you kudos for your great work on the news law.
Yeah. I've been focused on signs an awful lot lately.
It has been preoccupied. Well,
since we now have an attorney again,
give it to him.
To our attorney. He'll decide whether or not we can accept that.
I appreciate that.
Confused or not.
So. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's been a long week.
It's been a busy week.
Been a sign of the times.
Okay. Well, you got to go to the podium to speak, though. Just make your statement.
Come on up here and talk to us.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
I have.
And your name is?
My name is John Van Cleve.
Okay.
I purchased the property from Blue Claw LLC a little over a year ago. Blue Claw LLC was a roofing and siding company based out of Wilmington, and had the opportunity to purchase the property, which shows a house on the front half acre and the open field, which was landlocked, and the only access to the landlocked field was through the driveway of the house that was in front of or in back of. And knowing this, I purchased the land with the to use the garages on it for my own personal use in my antique cars. The first two there, and if I may read this,
okay, sure.
There are two parcels consists of a half acre lot with a house garage and a garage facing Downs Landing Road. The second is a 1 acre landlocked lot behind the improved half acre with a small barn. The back acre does not have electricity, water, or sewage. Previously, before I purchased the property, it was owned by Blue Claw LLC, a Delaware siding company, and was used as a storage and temporary housing for workers when they performed company work in Sussex County. It appeared that the neighbors used the acre lot for disposal of their broken down trailers, junk lawnmowers, ATV boats, abandoned cars, and other scrap junk. When I did find the lot, and I had a junk man remove over 50 tore up disassembled riding tractors, and we cleaned up and found a stolen vehicle on the property that had been hidden. That was removed, and there was a boat on a broken down, rusted out trailer that was removed, and a broken in half garden trailer that people would haul lawnmowers with, busted, doubled up. All this has been cleaned up. There was numerous multiple feet of 15 to 20 feet in some cases of brush, trees, honeysuckle, and various vines and what have you that I've since removed and cleaned up and taken away. Getting back to this, the track was, as I found out from one of the neighbors, the track was used as an ATV dirt track for a number of seasons, and that was stopped. They built jumps. There was over 20 tons of piled up sand in the back of the yard that somebody had put there, and I had to spread that out and get rid of it. There was a full irrigation system that was put in the lot with 8 separate timers from the house immediately in front of the lot. And I've got the pictures of that house here. It's since been repurposed by a new person who was a young fellow living in there. The bank repossessed the house. At 30828, I believe it was, Downs Landing. So everything has been coming along clean and looking like a nice backyard instead of a dump. Now, currently the house at 30842 Downs Landing is rented to a family, and I use the garage next to it as my personal, keep my personal tools, gardening equipment, and an antique car in. And I play with that every once in a while and use the tools to do what I do as a guy. The small barn on the acre lot has been re-sided, re-roofed, and secured with a lock and new windows. As I said, the junk vehicles, trees, and weeds were taken away. The acre as well as the house lawn are mowed and weed whacked on a regular basis, generally once a week now or more. The acre stores my boat, a single car trailer that I own for my antique car, and a small utility trailer, and a couple of boats and trailers, a few boats and trailers that are owned by my family and some friends at Gull Point. It is worth mentioning that Gull Point is a marina condominium community located on the Indian River, and they do not permit long-term storage of any type of boat trailers on the property. 48 hours max, it's got to go. I'm requesting a variance to allow the one-acre lot between the house at 30842 Downs Landing Road to be used as just a simple parking lot for boat trailers and boats on trailers. There will be no work performed on the premises, no oils, no fluids, no motors running, none of that. Don't need it. Just a place for people to get their boat out of their community or out of the water if the storm comes in. And storage for the winter months, wrapping herself in storage. I will not do any shrink wrapping on the property at all. During the boating season, most of the boats are in the respective marinas, and only boat trailers will be stored on the lot. When the season is over, the boats will be back covered. Access will be limited to the existing driveway from dawn to dusk daily. Security, I'm thinking of a 6-foot chain link fence around the perimeter of the lot. The fella in front of the house that was repossessed and he just bought it put a fence up for his dogs. And as a courtesy, he put the back wall right on the property line for us and went to 6 foot. The other fence is 4 foot. So part of the 130 foot of the property he's already paid for and put up to keep his puppies in. And I had no input on that at all. I just said, go ahead and do it if you'd like. I'm also installing, which was put up actually yesterday, night vision cameras, recording devices to oversee the lot for any intrusions and anybody trying to mess around with it. So we have that already in place, and it's running today. Recording security cameras on the garage and the overlooking the one-acre lot. And there's full-time renters in the house, and they oversee. They're there all the time with their kids. They are overseeing the lot and watching it from their house. And trespassers, needless to say, will not be tolerated or prosecuted. As a note, over the past year, I've been working on the land when I'm in the area. And the neighbors have been very supportive to my efforts to clean up the mess along Gull Point's fence, which is at the back of the lot, if I have a picture of it here. I took down wild trees overgrowing vegetation and all the rest of the things I've mentioned previously. Those trees were dropping, as I understood, they were cherry trees, dropping cherry droppings on the people's houses and their decks. As a second footnote, due to the special assessment charge of nearly $1,200 that we, the residents, I live in Gull Point. I live on the other side of that fence. That we just incurred due to a stormwater drainage repair. Each of the 166 house owners got hit with a $1,200 assessment. And I thought it would be a nice gesture this year to open it up to them to store their boats in there for a year as some kind of a little easement of the pain of the cost of this, which was not expected. Gentlemen, that's pretty much it. I have the paperwork here from people that had dropped off letters of support to my house in Gull Point right prior to me coming over tonight. I left the house at 3 o'clock and come over and dropped the package.
Forms,
yes. And I also have the statement I just made.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And
we'll make that part of the record.
The aerial picture, and that's an old picture. Just like scribble, this is what happened. This is the guy that put the fence up.
Okay.
This is the house.
Okay.
All this is going with vegetation.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll make sure that's all part of the record.
And there were four letters.
And four letters.
I believe one of them I've already received, but three are different.
Okay.
That would make it 20 in support.
Okay.
16 in opposition.
Okay. All right, sir. We appreciate your presentation. If you would stand by and stay right there, and we'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
Start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, sir, are you a full-time resident down here? Or
my permanent mailing address is 30993 Creek Myrtle Drive here in Sussex County in Gull Point.
Okay.
I live between here and my girlfriend's house up in Baltimore.
Okay.
So, yes, that's what I showed the driver's license.
So is your intent that with this project that you would have your current tenants basically running your boat storage?
No, sir. No, sir. The boat storage would be a passive parking lot. People could put their boats in there, come and go at will.
So there will not be a locked security fence?
The plans are down the road, yes, as soon as I get approval, we would be putting the fence
up. If this project was approved, am I hearing that your intent is to put up a locked gate?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And how would folks that have their boats there have access?
Combination lock. Everybody that's allowed in would have the combination to the lock.
Okay. So then what I'm hearing is there's no hours or restrictions that
dawn to dusk.
Dawn to dusk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it likely that people will be taking out their boats during the boating season? It wouldn't just be used for those folks that have a location to store the boat in the water?
I'm not following what you're asking, sir.
Well, I mean, some people have boat slips,
yeah.
and they keep it there throughout the season, and then when the season's over, they pull the boat out.
Pull the boat, put it on the trailer, and put it in the parking lot.
Okay. There's also other folks that do not have boat slips.
Right.
That are, day trippers or whatever.
They would have the ability to come and go.
And you're just planning for boats. How about RVs?
No, sir.
No RVs?
No mention of it, no intentions of it.
And if this was approved, then you did have boats that are being stored there, being pulled out at the end of the season. What provision would be made for washing those boats and getting rid of
water? We as residents of Gull Point, for example, we can take our boat to our own house, hook up a hose, power washer, clean it off, and then take it over and park it where we want to.
So then in your facility, there will not be provisions to do that?
No, sir. There's no water available, there's no sewage, there's no place to drain fluids, and it would be understood by the people that are bringing the boats in that is strictly a place to park the boat.
Are you aware of other facilities that are in the area that are similar to what you're proposing?
The only other facility that's closest to us is the fella a couple blocks up on 24 that does full service of boats. WRF, I believe it is.
They're on the corner.
Yeah, they're on the corner. They got shops and everything. They do all the kind of stuff, shrink wrap and all.
And it appears as though Shorts Marine also has a storage facility.
Yeah, they're on up.
Now, what I noticed with both of those facilities in my travels in the area is that they both are in locked gates with barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What are your intentions?
I had intended to put barbed wire up because two lines of the property as shown on that map are Gull Point's fence, 6-foot fence with the lattice work in it. And I have no intentions of invading that fence and touching it.
So the fence that's there at Gull Point is their fence?
Yes, sir.
And your concept is that would be part of the security for yours?
Be the back wall and the west wall, yeah.
But the remaining part of your property you would have enclosed in the fence?
Be enclosed in a 6-foot chain link fence.
Well, now, are you intending to put in the same type of slats that they have at Gull Point?
I hadn't priced the slats yet, no, sir.
Well, one of the things that does happen with the Planning and Zoning Commission and ultimately with County Council is that we make recommendations to the County Council, either for approval or denial. And as part of that, oftentimes we recommend certain conditions that be placed on a parcel. And that can be anywhere from hours of operation to slats in the fence. So that's why I'm...
Sure.
I'm not trying to lead you on, I'm just trying to sort out what your intentions are, sir.
I feel that a security fence, a 6-foot chain link fence, is going to keep somebody from sneaking in there and messing with a boat and taking things off of it and running out across the yards or whatever. Make it very much more difficult for them to do that.
I suspect the problem is more with not taking the boats but taking the equipment off of the boats.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you approximate the distances between your looking at the house and in the back, the gravel area, what would you anticipate the distance is from the corner of the garage to your screen porch?
It's about 3-car width, about 30 feet, if not a little more.
Because it had also appeared as if someone was using the side yard to go back to your property. So they're going
yeah,
back
my
to
yard. Mm-hmm. Because there's little kids running around in that yard around the swing sets, I chose to drive my vehicle and encourage other people to just go around the other side of the house because it's 40 feet to the property line on that side.
Correct. But your present plan is to use the existing gravel driveway?
Today. And then we'll talk about, I'd like to talk about putting the driveway in on the other side. The sand is there. It's a very tight yard. It doesn't sink in at all, even when it was raining last week.
So at what point would you intend to use the side yard instead of the gravel driveway?
If there's an approval on the application.
Okay, so then what I'm hearing is that your entrance in, it provided this goes through the whole approval process and you're permitted to do that. Your intention then is to use the side yard, not the existing gravel driveway. Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this time, but I suspect I might later.
All right, then. Mr. Burton.
Mr. Johnson kind of hit on a lot of mine, but I do have a couple. How many boats do you think you can get in there?
Probably about 50 total, backed in around the perimeter.
So
without any issue, I mean, it's a big field. It's 1 acre.
Is the plan to have assigned places, or is it?
No, the other boat yards that I've dealt with in the past with my boat, you just find a place and back it in.
Right, but you're planning to run this as a business, so it's so much per season, per parking spot?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you given any thought to any buffers at all?
Such as?
Planted buffers?
I just took down the buffers because they were leaning over the fence, dropping cherries and leaves.
Those are bad buffers. I was talking about good buffers.
Not at this point. Okay. I hadn't, sir. If I may add, I had a lot of good comments from the community of Gull Point, from the neighbors that lived on the other side of that fence, thanking me for opening it up so the trash falling off the trees and the mildew on the back of their houses and on their decks was open to get some air.
Okay. I have no further questions. Please.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
I will hear the public comment. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Johnson?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Brandon Wayne?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
Not a question. The applicant made reference to creating a new driveway on the opposite side of the dwelling. Probably difficult, because that's up to DLDOT for one, and they try to limit number of access points to one. Mm-hmm. So it could, I mean, maybe that's appropriate to relocate it, but they may require to close the one you already have. So okay. That would be up to DLDOT, okay. Just so you know.
Well, I've understood that. I heard that in the past. Right.
That would be required, and if you got the approval, that would be required before you could get final approval from the commission for your site plan.
Right as it sits today, it's a shallow swale coming off the road.
Yeah, but it's the issue of number of entrances more than anything else to Delta, and yeah. Site distances, and that type of thing. So mm-hmm. They would have to look at it before we could grant final approval.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Kevin? Yeah, no question. Mine was going to be the one that Mr. Johnson or somebody asked about RVs, typically in boat stores. You know, we like to know. What's going there? I guess, but it does prompt another question, I guess, on applications like this. Typically, we ask, you know, is there going to be, is it your intention to have operable boats or registered boats? We don't want it to become a boat graveyard either.
That's what I just cleaned up.
Okay. All right.
If it doesn't have a tag, current tag, on the trailer, mm-hmm. It's out of there. It's gone. It's okay. Not going to stay. Okay. Now, the boat registration, that's up to DNREC.
Right. Okay.
But in talking to the Delaware State Police, I found out that, yes, here in the state of Delaware, they must have current registrations on any and all vehicles parked on the lot.
Okay.
With the exception of, you know, I think they're allowed two or something.
Okay. So that's not an issue if that's a condition?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see
thank
if
you, sir.
Anyone here. Any other questions you guys?
How about you?
We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2049 Blue Claw LLC? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Hello. My name is Larry Gonzalez. I'm a part-time resident there at Gull Point. Been there approximately a year, and I use the boat storage. She's let me presently store my boat over there.
Okay.
As a favor to me.
Okay.
And I'd like to state something about this letter one that they wrote up for the lawyer. Okay. It's stating in here, on behalf of all residents. Well, that's not the truth. There's quite a few of us like to have this go into effect.
Okay.
So that's all I'd like to say.
All right, then. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Okay.
I wanted to address you all that a lot of these communities.
You need to give us your name first.
Robert Piculek.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of these communities have covenants, and it makes it very difficult to find a place to store. And where his ramp yard is located is very convenient. And it also will keep those boats off of Route 24, okay, which we all know is fairly congested.
It's bad enough with the cars. We don't have any boats on there.
Yeah. Well, if you're trailering a boat now on any one of the other lots, you've got to go on 24. Okay. He's going to take, from what I'm hearing, 50 off because it's a stone's throw to the ramp from the lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a question, sir. Are you a resident of Gulf Point?
No.
Okay.
I'm over in Longnet Shores, which is another community that has covenants.
I'm just trying to get a location orientation by the speakers.
Pardon?
I was trying to get a location orientation by the different speakers that speak, that's all.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, who's next? Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2049 Blue Claw LLC? Yes, sir. Is there an attorney representing a group in opposition? No? Okay, come on up. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Alfred Haynes. I live at 30860 Downs Landing. I'm the corner property adjacent to the property we're talking about.
Okay.
I've lived there for 22 years. And it's been a quiet, well-kept community. There's only six neighbors, and they're here tonight.
Okay.
And the history of this boatyard, the property was being used by the workers and the people that lived in this property. And over time, the boats broke down, they left them, what have you. It wasn't used as a storage yard, or one of the neighbors was working on lawnmowers and doing repairs and got into a jam and wound up having to vacate the property and then get a chance to clean up the mess he put back there. And it was never a boatyard, a storage yard. It's a congested. I have some pictures here I'd like to show you.
If you give them to our attorney, he'll pass them down for us.
It was never used as a storage facility. Now, the neighbors, I have a letter from one that's been living there 60 years. And when Route 24 is backed up or detoured, everyone cuts through Downs Landing Road and uses that as an alternative to bypass any emergencies on the road. And it's quite congested at times. We have a Piney Point trailer park at the end of the road. It's a drug haven. They did some police activities there last week, part of this big suite they had. And at night, the druggies come up and down the road buying their drugs and what have you. The road is congested. And sticking a boatyard in between the houses is ill-conceived idea. This property, I met the owner last year. We talked, and he told me he was going to put a family in there to take care of the place and what have you. Well, that family turned into three families living there. Each of them has a kid under three. As the picture shows, they're in the driveway. The toys are in the driveway. His boat's in the driveway. And people coming in, they're on their cell phones, what have you, driving with their boat. The road is narrow. It's a 21-foot road, 2.5 feet on each side. And when you come out of this property and turn, you take up both lanes. There's no walking space for the bikers that are biking up and down the road. I live the property lines adjacent to the property. And it's just, you can see the boats from the road. It's never been a problem. And now it's creating a problem. The people at Gulf Point, they have a problem, but they're dumping their problem on the neighbors. There's a boat, WWF on 24. There's a storage facility up at the half a mile up that stores RVs, boats, and whatever else you want to store. Plus there's the other Shores Marina on River Road has a boat facility. So there's no need to burden the neighbors with their problem. And it's a problem. And one of these kids is going to get hit, and then we're going to be sitting here thinking about what we could have done. And I'm not against them making a profit or having a hobby, but the property's being overused. And you start sticking 20-foot boats back there and jet skis. And you can see the road where they come out at. there's a tree on my property, there's a tree on the neighbor's property, that you have to come all the way out to the road before you can see what's coming down the road. And it's just more congestion, more problems for the neighbors. And I think that it shouldn't be granted on those reasons. And the other neighbors might say so. And I'm not trying to stop anybody from doing anything, but this is not the place to do it. And to a thief, a 6-foot fence, you can step over it. And they want a battery or a prop or some electronics to get some drug money. This is easy pickings because you can see it from the road as you drive by. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Oh, from a different neighbor?
Okay.
All right, make sure that's part of the record.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Joe Onshark, and I own the property that's just to adjacent his property, but on the southwest side. I bought there 8 years ago. It was nice, quiet, friendly neighborhood. I knew most of the people that lived there. My wife knew the lady that lived across the street for like 50 or 60 years. My wife was actually from Sussex County, and actually the Oak Orchard area. I've had a boat a long time, and I've used a number of these storage facilities around, and I've witnessed an awful lot of this vandalism all the time in those places. I think I've really gotten better service at one of them that happened to be also a boat repair place, but they actually monitored you. You had to go in and tell them you're going in, tell them when you're coming out. But that seemed to be the better one of the bunch. But I'm just concerned with so many people coming in, going out, and really not hardly monitored at all. And I know how these boat storage facilities can really get run down pretty quickly. And this gentleman doesn't actually live on that property. He's not really worried about the neighborhood. In fact, having three families living in that house, the house that he owns, that's not a very good situation either, but I can't do anything about it. Also, I think a variance in the use of the property could actually open up. There's two vacant properties in that general vicinity, too. I'd be concerned that if you get a variance now, then maybe those other two properties could say, well, there's already been one variance, and I certainly don't want any more business in that area. Again, I bought there because it was nice, private, friendly people that I'd known for the most part in a long time. And up till now, it's been a great place. I just don't know what that boatyard is actually going to do to us. Any questions?
I think we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Teresa Ziegler Townsend, and I reside at 31032 River Road. And my backyard abuts to where Mr. Johnson wants to put the boat storage yard. I have a lot of concerns. I have lived where I am now for 30 years. My grandparents bought the house 30 years ago, and I now reside there solely. As a single woman, one of my jobs is waitressing and bartending at a local American Legion. My hours of coming home, anywhere from 8:30 until it could be 2 o'clock in the morning, with tip money in my pocket, book, hopefully lots of it. And at this point in time, I feel secure walking from my truck to my back door to get into the safety of my home with that tip money in my pocketbook. I feel that would change. I do. I also am concerned about the diminishing property value that I would suffer because of this being right in my backyard. Mr. William Ferensky, who owns WMF, which is 0.7 miles down the street from the address, allowed me to go in and take pictures of his abandoned section and take a look at what he has. And it was pretty overwhelming, to say the least. We have 3 storage areas within 1.2 miles of the address where Mr. Johnson wants to put the new storage area. It is my understanding that the residents of Gull Point as a whole sent their letter, which is at 166. I realize that not all of them are against it, but I think that's pretty significant. I believe I have a reasonable expectation that my quality of life there, you know, as a single woman feeling secure within my neighborhood, is not unreasonable. I realize that there's a potential environmental hazard too, because as much as we would like the guarantee that people aren't going to dump this or empty that when they get back there, we don't have that guarantee. Mr. Johnson can't provide that.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I think it's Mr. Van Cleve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Mr. Johnson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson.
That's okay.
Mr. Van Cleve.
I'm not involved in this project.
Okay.
Hey, great. Right.
And as little as the 16th of May, there were 6 boats, 2 wave runners, and 2 other trailers in the back lot. When my grandparents first bought the house, there were horses in the outbuildings that were there. And that 1 acre was used as a training track for the Pacers and the Trotters and Pacers. And yes, as Mr. Van Cleve said, at one point the Scullies, who owned the home, the property was all one, the home and then the back lot. The young men that lived there used it to run their ATVs. I didn't have any problem with that. The guys were out there having fun. I thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Greetings. My name is Wolfgang von Domberg, 37 Comanche Circle. The neighbors have articulated very legitimate concerns. I need not repeat those. My concern is that the granting of a conditional use for marine commercial use in this instance is inconsistent with the overall Sussex County land use plan. And I would respectfully ask that you take that into account. There are just too many conditional uses being granted, and it actually subverts the land use plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2016-2, Estates at Cedar Grove, BDRP, LLC.
This is the one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Well, you're, I have to tell you, not only was your speech confusing, your note was pretty confusing. But I'm glad that we've gotten this clarified, that we will be counselless for this.
I apologize for that.
For the benefit of the record, I'll read the introduction of the paragraph, and Ms. Cornwell will give a summation of the comments we received in reference to this application.
Very good. Thank you.